you, and welcome to the Ypsilanti Church of Christ. We're glad you're able to come out to our air while we're singing this evening. We pray that you find this spiritual and uplifting to you. We got a lot of song leaders tonight, so we'll have a good time tonight, all right?
There you go.
If you would like to move, well, we're trying to get us, bring the sound in a little closer. If you can come a little closer, go ahead. Order of service, we'll go opening prayer by our brother Reed Siegel Henson, and then we'll start off with the first three song leaders, our brother Jeff Dunn, brother Stan Walling, and then brother Reed Siegel Henson. All right, brother Reed.
Brother Craig, we want to welcome everybody here to Ypsilanti Church of Christ. We're really excited to get to this thing here, but in the meantime, if you'll bow your heads with me, we'll say a brief opening prayer. Dear Lord, thanks for the opportunity to gather everybody here today. We are so blessed to be in your presence. We are so blessed to gather together in the community. Father, we ask that the praise that we give you this evening reaches your ears, and we do so in a way that is well pleasing to you. Father, please continue to bless us, and thank you once again for this moment. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Somewhere, listening.
I will call upon the Lord. Oh, whisper to be
praised.
Shall I be saved from my enemy? The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, let the God of my salvation be exalted.
Thank you. too many sticky notes in here.
All right, let's do 391. 391.
First and third. 391.
All right. What a fellowship! What a joy divine! Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessed gift! What a peace is mine! Leaning on the everlasting arms.
Next we'll have Brother Sean Brooks on the right of the floor and Brother Hank Davis.
Number 535, the Glory Land West.
Amen.
So I was a little nerve wracking back there, but I was going to pick your song. Greetings from the Dexter Congregation. Thank you for hosting this.
God in the place of right and way, I heard the glory that fades. And in the world that is the place you made, I heard the glory that fades. God in the glory that fades. I heard the glory that fades. And I didn't hear that the way Oh!
page 233, Link. I just lost my page. Give me a second there.
All right.
Two thirty-three. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee.
No tears, there'll be no tears.
Brother, it's good to hear you be singing around that preaching.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
717.
Weird not hearing
me sing the chorus two more times. Well, I'm going to go.
First and last.
Oh, the blessed rock of ages,
rock of ages, I am
crossing down here for
in
thee.
Keep me till my journey's ended. Amen.
Hymn number 2. Hallelujah, praise you, Lord. Verses 1 and 3. Hallelujah, praise you, Lord. 9.
Hallelujah, praise you, Lord. From the heaven, praise his name. Praise Jehovah in the highest. All the angels praise his throne. All the hosts together praise. Sun and moon and stars on high. Praise him, O ye.
Let us sing. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then the light of heaven filled my soul. It paid my heart in love, and broke my name above, and just to talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us have the talk with Jesus, let us tell him about it. And he will hear, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel the breath yearning at your heart, you will find a talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fear, my faith will with thee,
but Jesus is a friend who watches.
I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just to talk with Jesus. makes it right. Now let us tell him, God, Jesus, let us tell him about it. I'm gonna tell you, listening to y'all come over my head, whew, the angels ain't got nothing on us. Now if you take the supplemental book, yeah, number 4. Oh, I want to see. Let us sing. As I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing so to Calvary, to the crimson flow.
Every key. what?
$796. Since we have big figure. $796. Verses 1 and 3.
I'm gonna trade my earthly home for heaven, right?
Whoa.
one more song. We'll do one more round, first and last, and then we'll be led in a little sermon up by our brother Hank Davis. All right.
When I first came up here, I was sitting there waiting. He said, "You ready to go?" I said, "Well, I guess I'm ready to go." I didn't catch that I was number one. 305. 305.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living forever and today. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer, and just the time I need Him, He's always here.
What have I done? What have I been? on my books. Tell me we were doing another one. I don't think we've done 535. 535. All right. 535.
I'm in the way, the light is shining way. I'm in the glory.
Jesus, the Son of God, our soul.
255. We'll go easy on you. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what love between my Lord and I. I keep falling in love with him over and over.
My heart is real. If you would, mark the hymn book to page 882. 882, that'll be our song of encouragement this evening after our brother came to us. Run that.
All I can say is wow. Wow, wow, wow. I don't know about anybody else in here, but I am full. I am so full. You know, to hear all those voices to just, and you start to feel everything, and I started to feel everything. I came up here to prepare to say something, but it's like, what's there left to say? But I'm going to. You know, Scripture tells us in Psalms 102, and we did that tonight, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Let the Lord, he is God. Let him know that he is God. He is that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving and into the courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth all generations. You know, we make a joyful noise unto the Lord, is what this scripture tells us. You know, when we go through life and everything, you can hear people making joyful noises in other ways, don't they? You know, we hear Christmas carols, or we might hear fight songs if you are, you know, a sports fan. And even in poetry and rhyme, people make joyful noises. But when we're talking about the Lord, he wants us to use our voices. And what does that mean? It's just that there's so much that there's instruments, there's so many different things that we can use to make a joyful noise. You know, guitars, drums, whatever instrument you want to throw out there. But the Lord gave us, each and every one of us, an instrument. He gave each one of us an instrument. And not only did he give us an instrument, he gave us a way to play it or to use it. You know, my sister is here. She is an accomplished pianist. And she knows how to read music and everything. And you know, there's some of her students that may come through and they play by ear. I mean, they listen to what they say, or we listen to the music, and they play right here. Well, God gave us something, too, to learn how to use our voices. It doesn't matter what we have, that you're an established singer or not. No. He said, this is the way I want you to learn how to sing with your heart. Sing with your heart. And when you sing with your heart, you will sing with joy. You will sing with gladness. You know, we here at the Church of Christ, we use a song. We use a hymn before we do anything. Before we start the sermon, before we start our service, we sing a hymn. Some sing more than one. Before we pray, before we do the Lord's Supper, before the message come forth, before we do the invitation, and before we close. You know, it's almost like the Bible itself is an instructional music book, if you will. I'm not calling it that because it's instructions for life, but it is. Almost with everything we do is with music, is with song. Ephesians 5, 19 through 21 says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making a melody into your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another of the fear of God. You know, again, we use song to do everything, to praise him, for learning and for understanding. Psalms 9 and 1 and 2 says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with all my heart. I will show forth my marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing and praise thy name, O thou most high. In learning and in understanding, as I said before, in Colossians 3, 16 and 17 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing each other in what? Psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs, in singing with grace, with your hearts to the Lord. And whosoever to do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Now, one thing I love about when we do sermon or area-wide things is that a lot of my work is done for me by the song leaders. And I'm giving the song leaders credit here because I don't want anybody to say I plagiarized anything. But the song leaders actually brought a sermonette this evening, and I was taking the time to write them down as we sang and sang them. And I want you to listen to the words that we sang tonight, how beautiful they are, and how God had put them together. And we said, "Oh Master, let me walk with thee, because I'll be listening. I will call upon the Lord because I stand in awe of him, because he's my king. And so I want to lean on his everlasting arms so I can get to that glory land way. Because there's going to be trials, dark on every hand, but joyful, joyful to the Lord we adore thee. Because you know what? There's no tears in heaven. So hide me, Rock of Ages. Because I know one thing. Our God, he is alive. Hallelujah. Praise Jehovah. So let us just have a little talk with Jesus. Because, oh, I want to see him. I want to see him because I want to wear that mansion and that robe. I want to live in that mansion, that robe, and that crown. Because I know when that happens, it's going to be well. Well with my soul. You know why? Because he lives. And in Christ alone, I would be all right. Because again, I want to get into that glory land way. You know where it is? It's just over in the glory land. You know? Because there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. And I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. And when I get close to him, you know, when my time is here is over, I will fly away. And you know why I know I'm going to fly away? Because my God is real. That's what happened tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It was just beautiful. It acts, and we use song when we're struggling. We use song when we're happy. And where there's a very good indication in the Bible where we use song to even bring people to Christ. You all know the story, Acts 16, 23 through 36. And it tells us the time when Paul and Silas were put in jail. Scripture tells us that after Paul and Silas had been badly beaten, that they were put in jail, and the jailer was told to guard them carefully. The jailer did as he was told. He put them deep inside the jail and chained their feet to heavy blocks of wood. By midnight, Paul and Silas were praying, and they were singing praises to God. And while the other prisoners listened, suddenly, there was a strong earthquake that shook the jail to its foundations. The doors opened and the chains fell from all the prisoners. When the jailer woke up and saw the doors were open, he thought that the prisoners had escaped. He pulled out his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. No one has escaped." The jailer asked for a torch and went into the jail. He was shaking all over as he knelt down in front of Paul and Silas. After he had led them out of jail, he asked, "What must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Have faith in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. This is also true for everyone who lives in your home." Then Paul and Silas told him and everyone else in his house about the Lord. And while it was still night, the jailer took them to a place where he could wash their cuts and bruises. Then he and everyone in his home were baptized. They were very glad and they put their faith in God. And after this, the jailer took Paul and Silas to his home, gave them something to eat. The next morning, the officials sent officials to the orders for the jailer and let Paul and Silas go. The jailer told Paul, "The officials have ordered me to set you free, and now you can live in peace." So even here we see hymns not only setting free the disciples of Christ, but also asking someone, "How can I get close to that Christ that anointed to serve?" And they said, they told him, they preached to him, because he heard them singing hymns. And that same invitation is offered to you tonight. If you have not yet found yourself to be a disciple of Christ, if you have not yet been baptized, we sang his word, and now you've heard his word. Believe it with all your heart. Repent of your sins. Confess that Jesus is Lord and be baptized. and you too will be added to the Lord's church. Not by man alone, not my man at all, but God alone adds you to his church. If you are already a member and you've strayed away for whatever reason, God is waiting for you. He is happily waiting for you to come back. If you are in need of prayer, prayer works. Prayer works. Prayer works. And so, whatever your needs are this evening, our Lord is waiting for you. Have come forward, have a seat on the first pew, as together we stand and we stand.
Oh, to God that the word be far, and close thine eyes against the light. For there are another heart, he
once again, we'd like to thank everybody that came out tonight. It was a very uplifting night. To all the song leaders, I thank you. And all the singers, I thank you as well. All right. We do like to ask you, when we close, we do have refreshments in the back. We'd like to ask you to stay if you can. If you can't, grab something to go, and then you can head on out. I have Brother Bob Bowen come up and lead us in a closing prayer, and he'll bless the food as well.
Would you bow with me? Dear Father, we thank you for this glorious evening that we can come together and sing these songs of praise to your name, to fellowship with one another, to hear the gospel in songs. We pray to you, Father, as we think about these songs and the meaning of the lyrics, that we'll place them in our hearts and in our minds. And as we sing them, dear Father, we'll see you. We thank you for the joy of this day and for the great opportunities that we hear in these songs to make us a better life, and better lives for all people. Help us, dear Father, to bring the gospel to the world, to bring it to our communities, that we may all join together in songs of praise to you. And as we go forth this evening, dear Father, we want to thank you also for the food we're about to receive. Thank you for those who prepared it, for those who work in the fields, on the farms, that prepare this food, make it possible for us to live. Thank you for all of this, dear Father, in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
everybody.